When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Reminder, I'll be out at the Verizon store on Rockville Pike, 1701 Rockville Pike today, 5 o'clock till 6:30. Bleepy Mitch is going to be there. Stop by, say hello, talk some football. Right there on Rockville Pike.
Very good.
Go say time hi. Now for our touchdown parlay. We've been cold the last couple weeks, but we've hit it twice. I got a guy over at Potbelly, my guy John, who brings up the parlay. I go over there about once a week.
Yep.
Every time he's like, I rolled with your parlay.
Yeah.
And what I told him, I was like, well, if you hit 2 times, he's not splitting it 6 ways.
Yeah.
It's or plus, 7 ways.
It's plus money.
He's up for the year, basically.
Oh, yeah, he's good. Good to go,
but he still wants to hit more.
Well, right. It's because people are greedy, JP. That's they just want more.
Mike Moore is hot. Those boys behind the glass. I think they've hit. Is it 5 in a row? 4 or 5 in a row?
Yes.
All by right. The way, their smokestack sandwich is awesome.
I'll give it a try.
It's
at
a
some
new
point.
Menu item. There
sounds good.
All right, so let's start with those boys.
All right, fellas, I'm on the heater of a lifetime. One day I'll be telling my grandkids about this one.
This is how lucky they were last week. They took Waddle because he was plus 210 or whatever it was.
Yeah. Might have been higher than that.
Might have been higher than that.
Plus 220.
Yeah.
I think he had one catch.
One catch, one touchdown.
One catch. I think he had.
That's the kind of run
I think he had
on.
-4 yards receiving and somehow scored a touchdown to hit on the parlay.
All right, boys. But next up, we got Deebo Samuel anytime plus 135. This is the highest over under in the NFL this week at 50.5 points. Buccaneers are allowing 385 offensive yards per game this season. That's third worst in the league. Everyone is focusing on Christian McCaffrey's return, so this is a perfect spot for Deebo Samuel to get in the end zone. He only has 2 touchdowns this season, but he hasn't scored in a month. So, you know, he's due. Let's keep the hot hand hot.
He's due, and the Bucs. Everybody gets there against the Bucs defense. So I like that play.
Yeah, I looked at McCaffrey.
Kind of feeling it.
McCaffrey is almost 3-1 or 1-3 to score.
So
I said,
so what is Deebo? Plus 115?
Plus 135.
It's 135. Nice.
All right, I'll go next. Bad luck last week. I had Olave, and he caught a ball in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And then there was an interception, and he was going down to tackle the guy, and he got a concussion.
Mm-hmm.
So he was out. From the first quarter on, so like, no
and
shot.
That's his second concussion this season.
Yeah,
so that's
I think
bad.
He's gonna be out again. All right, the Ravens are the worst pass defense in the league. Who are the second worst?
Second worst behind the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
The Bucs have got to be in the mix, but it clearly can't be them.
The Jacksonville Jags.
Ah,
they just suck.
Yeah, they're not very good.
They allow so many points, so many yards through the air, and they're facing one of the best receivers in the league this week. That would be Justin Jefferson. And it's about even money, I think.
Minus 105.
Yes. Trevor Lawrence probably not going to play. Minnesota obviously got to keep pace with Detroit. Got to score some points. I think that they will. So I'll take Justin Jefferson, even money to score in Jacksonville.
All right. He's in. He's in the parlay, officially. All right. Spin the wheel. Who's up next?
All right, Mr. Bickle.
All right, you know me. I'm going to take one of my guys, and this guy has had Cakes 6 touchdowns in his last 7 games. He had 2 last week. He had 2 catches, 2 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. He's definitely on pace for the best year of his career when he's finally got a real quarterback. I'm going to take Terry McLaurin, score a touchdown. I don't know what the number
is. He's at plus 113.
That's not bad.
It's not good. Bad. It's pretty good.
Now, the problem is he's only had back-to-back touchdowns, like, you know, consecutive weeks once. But if there's anything that Pittsburgh's vulnerable with, it is apparently their pass defense. So hopefully Terry can catch one. I'll take Terry McLaurin.
All right, he's in. You got
it. Yep.
All right, so we got 3 down. Let's go to Mr. John Paul Flame.
All right, I've been on a cold streak personally the last couple weeks. I'm going to go back to a formula which was working for me early in the season. That was picking a top receiver against the Commanders' pass defense. Now, if Marshon Lattimore is playing, I probably wouldn't make this play. But I think George Pickens finds the end zone. If you look at the last couple weeks with Russell Wilson against the Jets, he had 111 yards receiving and a touchdown. Last week, just 4 catches for 74 yards. Didn't have a touchdown. But I think against this secondary, which probably won't have Marshon Lattimore in there, he'll catch one of Russell Wilson's moon balls for a TD.
All right, he's a plus 170, so a kind of a tasty number there for one George Pickens playing at Northwest Stadium this weekend.
All right, so you're in. And that leaves Mr. Cakes.
The guy I'm picking, he is going to score the first touchdown of the parlay. You know why?
Because he plays in Munich.
He's going to be playing in Germany. And I'm picking Chuba Hubbard. Valdez looks like he wants to regurgitate for my pick, but let me explain. The Giants, they like to give up touchdowns for running backs. One, Hubbard just got signed to a brand new 4-year, $33 million deal. He's freshly minted. He is the centerpiece of the rushing
attack. Scored twice last week.
For the Carolina Panthers. Are they a bad team? Yes. But even bad teams score touchdowns, and Chuba Hubbard will score one this weekend. He will lead off the touchdown parlay, and I get him in a slightly plus number at plus 105.
Valdez doesn't like it because it's the early game.
He doesn't like that. I understand.
Yeah, I was hoping I didn't have to watch that monstrosity.
Well, now you do. All right, here it is. We have Pickens and McLaurin in the same game. We have Chuba Hubbard at plus 105 to score against the Giants. Justin Jefferson to score against the woeful Jags defense at minus 105, and Debo at plus 130, a $10 wager pre-boost pays us $494.99. There you go.
$494.99 pre-boost. Not bad. Let's get back on the winning track. Coming up next, it's Fridays with Feinstein here on a Football Friday on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.